Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Dum 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 dum. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Dum 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 dum.
Bakit laging funny yun?
Hindi ko rin alam.
Tapos kasi natatawa ko, may papikit. Dati na nag-evolve kasi siya. Para may papikit-pikit. Tapos may pagtakip na ng tenga. Tenga. Na isang tenga
may
lang.
May pitching.
Tapos dalawang. Laro!
Ang pinakaseryosong part ng Kumaritok ay yung
dum-dum-dum. Ang dami nating talak sa episode, pero yun ang pinakaseryoso. And the most solemn part.
Kung nakikita nyo lang talaga kami nagdudum-dum-dum, nakafocus kami sa ano, sa cellphone. Hi, Le, Comaris and Comparis. It's me again, Oi.
And it's Jay, and welcome back to
Kumaritok!
Parang si Jack Tungsten.
May echo.
Hello, shoutout sa'yo sa aming podbro na si Jack from the Cutfit Podcast Network. Hi, pre. Pre!
So may pa-echo ang ano, introduction.
No, Jack talks tech.
Tech, tech, tech.
Buti hindi peck. Jack, peck. Shit, ang baboy agad.
Oo.
Pero...
Oy, pero ito na. Uh-oh. Disclaimer sa mga listeners natin out there.
Very important tong disclaimer.
Very important tong disclaimer na to kasi kung kayo ay naka-speaker, please lang, sana walang minor sa paligid.
Yes.
Walang mga masyadong batang naglalaro sa ano sa sala nyo.
R18 po tayo ngayon.
Yes. At kung meron man, subukan mag-headset na lang muna.
Oo. Wag kung nasa sasakyan kayo, make sure mag-isa lang
mag-isa
kayo.
Mag-isa lang kayo. Or kung meron na kayo kasama, dapat ano din, over 18
yes.
years old.
Yes. Disclaimer lamang po. Kung hindi, makinig na lamang po ng ibang episodes ng Kumarito.
Habang may minor pa. Pero ano ha, I like this episode na nakahanda
oh,
for today.
Ako din.
Kasi,
natatawa na ako.
Oo nga, ano ba yan? Ano ba yan? Ano ba yan? Kasi diba, parang hindi naman siya issue. At least for me. Hindi issue yon. But, meron kasi tayo nababasa on social media, especially on Twitter.
Oo.
And alam mo naman ang Twitter, usually they use it for educational videos.
Idea na kayo.
Ah, alam nyo yan. So, they use it for educational videos. And usually, the question is, does size matter?
Yon.
Again, mag-headset.
Mag-headset po. Okay, so wala pa tayong sinasabing iba bukod dun sa peck. Pero, mag-headset na po kayo, Comaris and Comparis, because this is gonna be
a steamy. Raunchy.
Raunchy! Netflix yard! Riveting.
Riveting. Pero hindi naman tayo mag-uungulan dito sa episode.
Wala po, hindi po.
Wala.
Hindi po ito online ungulan, no?
Oo. It's a conversation between friends na some people might find it taboo.
True.
Especially those who have an unreasonable or slash reasonable size. Lalo kung ikaw ay of the male biology.
Biology. Oo, tama. I agree.
I'm saying male biology kasi, di ba, regardless if you're part of the LGBTQIA+ community, a straight or straight slash cisgender, we all have that organ. Unless you're a female. Unless you're a female by nature.
Oo. By since birth. Hala, bakit may ganun?
Hindi ko rin alam.
Anyway.
Habang nagda-set up ng bagong cellphone si Jaya bilang welcome to the Android world na siya, no?
Ayun. Ay, mali. Sorry.
Nagre-record talaga tayo ng episode, girl.
Ayun, tama. Sorry. Ayun. Grabe ad-lib.
Multitasking at its best.
Correct. So, yun nga. So, sige. Siguro ikaw, you can talk about this. About? About the size. In your perspective, being
a member.
And tawag doon, biologically male person.
Yes.
And maybe I can talk about my POV naman as the walang ganorn. Ganorn.
So we're talking about anatomy, ha?
Anatomy to. Tama.
It's not explicit. Explicit. Explicit, it's science.
Laging ganun, no? Scientist. Pero hindi ka po kami scientist at anatomist. Anatomist!
Girl, alam mo, 5 minutes na puro tayo tawa.
Gago! Pagod na ako, girl.
Alam mo, wala, di pa tayo nagsisimula, nakakapagod tumawa.
Pero yun nga.
Pero sa'yo ba? Sige, sagutin natin. Let's put it out there na. Does size really matter? For you? Bilang ikaw yung pinapasukan.
Bilang ako yung outlet.
We both are.
Ito naman, nakatanong. Kala mo ko lang. Pero yun nga, ako... Firm, honestly, naniniwala kasi ako. One of my old friends
told... Wait, ipause natin. The views and opinions of the host
do not reflect that of the network. And anyone there.
Sa amin lang talaga to. So whenever we share our opinions or stories about the topic, it's just ours.
Correct. Ako, to answer your question, mayroon, an old friend once told me, and sometimes, I still believe in this, minsan, base-to-base cases, na it's not the size of the boat, it's the, ay, tumutunog, nanglalaban yung bagong ketay. It's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. In short, performance over size.
Sa'yo? Or?
Oo. Well, actually, ang hirap. Parang minsan kasi, kapag, siguro size only matters to me pag olats yung performance. Yung hindi na nga magaling, tas ang liit pa ng shenanigans. Bayaon!
Huwag
mo na gamitin yan. Huwag mo na gamitin yan.
Uy, pero ano ha, again, hindi ito size shaming, if I can say it correctly. If I want to be politically correct, we're not really shaming the sizes. Kasi minsan, what I feel bad about those people kasi na hindi ganun kalaki ang kargada, is when people post something on social media, especially Twitter, parang...
Nagiging kapansanan, kalaitan.
Nagiging kalaitan na maliit yung iyo.
Yeah.
Akin naman kasi hindi... It doesn't matter kung maliit or maliit.
Akala ko yung...
Kaya tinapos ko yung sentence, diba? Hindi ko
it doesn't matter.
Hindi ko tinitignan kung malaki ba yan or maliit. As long as yun nga nasa engine kasi.
Oo, 'di ba?
It's not about the size of the boat, it's about the engine.
The engine.
Kung ano yung makina na pwedeng magpagalit dun sa ang dami natin.
Ang gas mo robust. Laro. Ako kasi ewan ko siguro based on experience. I've had siguro, if I can still remember, the best sex of my life, hindi ducks. Hindi siya ducks. Tapos, hindi ko alam if I can call him Jutes. But, average, siguro. Pero, basta, hindi siya ducks. And, siguro, I can share na rin na, uy, hindi naman as pakantot or palakantot, no? Ang pangit.
Hindi ko yung kumakantot.
Hindi naman as a fuck girl. Pero based on experience lang, I've also had it with guys na ducks talaga. And hindi siya, ako, personal naman to. I'm not sure if the guy was just not a performer.
Mm-mm.
Pero it wasn't as good as yung best sex ko na hindi naman kalakihan ng nutring.
Uh-oh.
Ganun. Kaya nga, I arrived at the conclusion na it's not the size of the boat, but it's the motion of the ocean.
I see. On an average cut, ito ginugol ko talaga siya. Filipinos have an average penis size of only... May only?
Grabe! Discriminatory!
Ulitin mo. Filipinos have an average penis size of only 4.3 inches, which is among the world's smallest, according to a US viral website,
mandatory.com,
which aggregated various reports on penis sizes in 80 countries worldwide, said men from Congo are the most well hung with an average size of 7.1 inches. Oh. And this was from news.abc.net.
Uy, girl, alam mo, ang weird kasi kung ang average nila doon ay 7.1, ibig sabihin may 9? May 8?
Uy, I've seen porn. Na talagang gabraso.
Ang puta.
Na parang braso ng bata.
Ako siguro the max na I've experienced, 7. Todo na.
Ay, ako mas mahaba.
Oh my. As in, kabayo level.
Hindi naman kabayo levels, but he's a white guy kasi.
Ah, okay.
Kalandian ko, no? In-expose ko sa podcast.
Pero, parang... Siyempre, gifted talaga yung mga...
Gifted. He is European. Nakilala ko siya sa NAIA bilang ang ate mo ay Miss International. I was traveling to Vietnam. Uh-huh. I mean, papunta ko ng Vietnam. Tama yung grammar ko. Yung English ko umuwi na.
Uh-huh.
Noong time na yun, so nag-grinder ako. Balik tayo dun sa topic nating, ano, diba?
Online dating.
So I was using Grindr that time. Tapos, nasagap ko siya.
Alam mo, nung nasagap. Balita yan, eh.
Alam mo, chismis lang. Alam mo yung habang nag-grinder ako, ganun sa naiya ako, Terminal 3. Papalipad ako papuntang Vietnam. Yung guy na to, andun din. And we're heading to the same destination.
Mm-mm.
So sabi ko, okay, so Ho Chi Minh ka din pupunta. O di, chika-chika na kami. Eh, pag nasa naiya ka kasi, kung magamit ka ng social media or online dating app na ganyan, syempre English speaking ka kasi hindi mo alam kung Pinoy ba yung nakaka-chat mo o ibang nationality. Bilang airport yun.
Oo, diba? Parang general language
general language ka na dapat maintindihan ng karamihan. So in English ko, tapos I found out na, ayun nga, he is from Finland, tapos... Ayun, traveling to Vietnam siya at wala siyang itinerary.
So pagdating doon, magkasama kayo nag-tour-tour?
Oo, so nag-chika kami habang nasa NAIA at siguro mga isang oras or a few minutes pa bago yung boarding sa aeroplano. Mm-hmm. So chika-chika kami, sabi kong ganun. Paglapag sa Vietnam, kita tayo doon sa exit ng airport. Nag-hi naman ako sa kanya, doon sa NAIA pa lang. Pero may kasama kasi ako that time. So medyo jahe naman pag-iiwan ko yung kasama ko para lumandi, diba?
True.
So nag-hire ako
ba yun?
Para sa akin.
Joke lang.
Kasi bagong kilala ko. Tapos yun, nakita kami, nag-hire lang ako sa NAIA, tapos nakita kami sa Vietnam paglapag. I-introduce ko siya dun sa kaibigan ko din. Ayun. Habang nasa Vietnam kami, yun na, bilang we're there as single guys.
Oh, and you met on Grindr.
We met on Grindr. So alam mo na may agenda.
Oo, medyo may, alam nyo na.
Oo, tapos yun, something happened after 2 days.
Ano,
mga ganun. Kasi, 'di ba, ang 7, sabihin mo na isang ganyan, isang palad mo, dangkal ba 'to?
O sabihin mo, pa ako 9. So
basta malaki. Malaki pag hard, pero may pero kasi, girl.
Payat.
Hindi siya payat eh. Pang-porn.
Oh.
Yung shunene niya.
Wow! Naka-jackpot kasi.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if size matters,
jackpot 'yon. Pero may pero kasi.
Anis.
Hindi siya tigasin gaya ng Pilipino.
Ah.
Unlike sa Pilipino, this is me speaking from experience. Na yung mga naka-eme ko na Pinoy dyan, hindi man lahat siguro grower. Meron talagang maliit.
Uh-oh.
Not dropping any names, but I've met several. Several!
Pero semento.
Pero semento, yung pwede mo talagang sampayan ng tuwalyang basa.
Correct. Patuyo ko
ng tuwalyang basa sa titik. As in, nung nag-eme kami ni kuyang taga-Finland, sabi ko, so hindi siya yung... Kaya pag pinasok, hindi rin siya ganun ka-painful ganun... because hindi siya yung talagang
sobrang
rock hard.
Oo, yes.
So, na-feel ko yung mga napapanood ko sa porn na parang, okay, pinasok dun sa werot mo,
mm-mm,
pero hindi masyado nasasaktan. it's true. Uh-uh. Unless sobrang galing mong bottom or talagang malambot lang yung titi at na ho-cover lang siya na unlucky kasi.
Ah.
Ganun siya.
Ang weird. Ang weird. Ako na-weird doon ako. Ako honestly, hindi naman kasi ganun ka-vivid yung memory ko pag sa sex. Ewan ko.
Depende sa ano sa akin. Uh-oh. Depende sa nutring na na-encounter ko.
Kapag sobrang remarkable.
Oo, pag sobrang... Minsan kasi it's not about the face eh.
Oo, it's...
It's about the performance talaga. Kasi, okay, aminin na natin. Sa, at some point in our lives, we've met guys na talagang sobrang pogi.
Pogi.
Yung magazine handsome talaga.
Yes!
Well, agree. Invested ka, girl.
Yes!
Yung mga magazine handsome guys,
true.
Let's admit, okay, they can be unforgettable because of how they look.
Yeah.
Because of
their physique.
Mm-mm. Na abs kong abs, dibdib kong dibdib, talagang mm-hmm. makinis all over the place sa so pwede paupahan ng singit.
Baka yun, di ba? Yung kapag nilagyan mo ng butter yung singit, dudulas yung butter.
Oo, may ganun. But these people can be forgettable because of the performance.
Mm-mm.
And ako, I can count guys na masasabi kong, I'm not gonna forget the sex I've had with this person because of the performance, not because of the face. Na kahit takpan mo ng unan or suotan mo ng paper bag yung mukha, okay lang.
Magaling siya.
Kasi magaling.
Mm-mm. Ako yung, yun nga, yung best sex ko, parang siya pa din. I mean, siya pa rin yung best sex ko to date.
Hindi pa rin talaga.
Hindi pa rin talaga.
Hindi natatop.
Oo, kahit na may mga ducks ako na nakaka grabe nakaka-encounter, grabbing fuck girl na na-encounter after him. Iba pa rin talaga tong si Kuya Sir. Pero feeling ko ako siguro ang laking factor ako. Sige, kung a-answer natin yung does size matter. Parang minsan kasi pag ewan ko, or baka sentimental kasi akong tao, no? Pag, as a girl, as a baby girl, minsan, yung ano eh, yung interaction mismo ng intercourse, yung maalala mo, like, kapag may emotions, iba. Pag may feelings, iba. Parang, minsan, kapag sa girls, parang mas wet ka kasi kapag gusto mo talaga yung tao, or meron kayong, parang sobrang love na love mo, parang mas wet kapag ganun. So parang mas nagiging better yung experience.
Na-elevate yung sexual tension between you and the other person.
Correct. Kunyari, ducks, tapos sobrang love mo pa. Tapos ducks pa siya. Parang minsan kahit hindi siya nagpo-perform, sobrang sarap nung sex. Kasi nga, like, passionate siya. And parang mas
na-enjoy mo.
You're into him. Na parang just the idea of, oh my God, I love this person and we're making love.
Oo.
Parang it elevates the sexual experience. And... eh, hindi lang yun. Parang, hindi mo na, parang you don't think of, hindi na nag, wala na masyadong weight yung size. Weight yung size. Di ba? Wala na masyadong,
bearing
yung size.
Na parang regardless of kung gaano man kaliit yan or kung gaano man kalaki yan.
Dahil sobrang love kita, go large. Uh-oh. Ganon.
Pero like, what do you feel? I mean, anong take mo dun sa mga ano? Sa mga nag... paano ko ba ipoposition to? Dick shaming? May ganun ba? Dick size, shaming na term. Or size shaming. Parang, okay, I'm gonna use the term fat shaming ha.
Uh-oh.
Kasi wala akong, for the lack of a better term na lang siguro din.
Mm-mm.
I-translate na lang natin siya dun sa laki ng titi.
Ng titi, oo.
Hindi,
sige. Hindi ko alam kung paano sagutin yan. Pero meron akong...
Kasi wala kang titi.
Wala akong titi. Pero ano, meron akong follow-up question na lang. When doesn't size matter? Kailan hindi nagmamatter ang size?
For me?
Oo.
If it doesn't have anything to do with sex,
mm-mm.
Para sa akin.
Or sige, when does size matter? Kailan ba siya nagmamatter?
Oh, that's a good one. Coming from a perspective of a member ng LGBTQIA+ community kasi may mga malandi. Hindi ko sinasabing lahat ng member to ay malandi, pero maraming malandi.
True. Pakay naman din sa amin.
At marami dyan pakangkang. And people are using online dating apps like Grindr, Tinder, Bumble, whatever.
Mm-mm.
Even Twitter. True. When they send nudes or when they send photos of their private parts and nakita nila, ay, ang laki.
Oo.
Regardless kung itsura ng tao, minsan go. Because malaki.
Gets.
So, if you are that person na receiving yung picture na yun or that message, it matters.
Mm-mm.
Lalo kung bottom ka, and we're defining at bottom, ikaw yung pinaka, paano ba? Ikaw yung technically babae.
Babae. Ikaw yung
during the intercourse.
Pinapasukan.
Oo. So, kung ikaw ay bottom, tapos pinakitaan ka ng ganyan, and you want big dicks na lang, ayun na. It matters.
So, parang, it's preference.
It's preference. Oo. Parang, take emotional investments out of the equation. Kasi, minsan, if you're using social media, or sorry, if you're using online dating apps, a lot of times,
like,
higher percentage of the users are into hookups.
Mm-mm.
I've been using Grindr. I am using Grindr. And whenever I chat with people, ano hanap mo? Fun. Sex. Okay. Send nudes. Ganyan. But I don't send nudes. I'm not really comfortable kasi. Pero yun nga, ang hanap kasi talaga nila is sex lang. And without the emotional investment na pwede mong ibigay doon sa taong yun, you're just knowing the person based on how he looks,
mm-mm,
based on your initial conversation on the mobile app, and kung ano yung tsura ng titi niya, or kung ano yung preference mo na dapat mabaganda katawan, dapat ba daddy type, or what, or gusto mo ba twink, pero na-turn on ka kasi malaki yung titi. True. It matters for that person na nakaka-receive ng message na yun.
Gets. Ako, feeling ko, ito this is just me. Baka some size matters if you're using it for work.
Mm.
Kasi 'di ba meron na tayong sex workers ngayon. And guys, you know, sex work is work. I mean, it's actually ito may mga nagsasabi
actually,
na
hindi yung sex worker kasi ano pa 'yan? Ano ba yung it's still an unacceptable term. We call them adult entertainers.
Ayun. Oh yeah, that's a better term.
It's a politically correct term.
Yes, that's
kasi,
true.
Kasi, yeah, ayan.
At saka, di ba, I heard of it somewhere, or I read it somewhere, that sex work is actually one of the first professions in the world.
Oo.
Na parang, in exchange of something. Parang ganun. Parang if you don't, parang you use yourself as a commodity. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
Parang, kapag wala, kapag meron, when you need something, or if you need something, and you don't have an asset, parang you offer yourself as, you know, as payment.
And, yun nga, adult entertaining, it existed even before the Roman times.
Yes,
diba? If you watch yung mga old movies, like, yung Cleopatra, yung, habi nga, yung series, Sparta, something, mga ganyan. Merong adult work, entertainers talaga, mga sex workers talaga.
True. And yun nga, so parang, since we already have those adult entertainers, and ito, disclaimer, you guys, or, you know, take notes lang. When you say adult entertainment, it doesn't always necessarily have to include intercourse. Hindi naman yun parang always live sex. Sometimes, they just dance without their clothes on, they just showcase their bodies, they just, alam mo yung parang close to
a show,
a cabaret, but without clothes. So, basically, I feel like, size sometimes matter to entertain people, or, kasi syempre parang, ewan ko ba kung saan galing yung notion na big is better when in terms of dick size. Hindi ko alam kung saan ang galing yun. Honestly. Pero, parang a lot of people find it mas maganda tingnan pag mas malaki. So, syempre, if someone's gifted and they showcase it, sometimes they also get paid. They also get paid for it. And that's, diba, kunyari, isipin mo, para lang siyang ganito, fashion show. But instead of clothes being
showcased,
it's their body, their anatomy, their chest, their dicks, their abs. And so for some people who really appreciates, you know, the art of the human body, it's art for them. And if you are gifted doon sa area na yon, they find you a beautiful piece of art.
Art, correct.
Diba? So, feeling ko it matters doon sa area na yun if you're being paid for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's visually appealing.
Visually appealing.
Doon tayo sa... Doon na. It's arty. Kasi diba, parang you appeal visually kapag proportionate yung muscles mo.
Face
yung face mo. Yung tipong litaw na litaw yung titi mo.
I like it.
Diba? Doon kasi doon kasi pumapasok yung it matters. If visually appealing ka, tapos kung yun kasi yung nagiging bread and butter mo.
Mm-mm.
And again, when you say bread and butter kasi, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun, magpapagamit ka na lang magpapagamit. And sorry for the, for the term, if we have listeners there who are adult entertainers.
Mm-mm.
Pero, that's the kasi, that's the notion Diba?
Yoinched!
Pero alam mo, what I find unfair, as someone with a male anatomy.
Mm-mm. With a tite.
With a tite. Ay, pero hindi ko nakakalimutan na may titi ako dahil nagagalaw pa rin naman siya.
Siyempre, diba, maglilinis ang tubo araw-araw.
Oo. Ito yung coming from, someone with a male anatomy. Kasi, if you are that person with a male anatomy, paulit-ulit ako.
Titi na lang bakla.
Nadja-judge, madaling i-judge ng tao kung ducks ka ba o jutes. Diba?
Oo.
Pero bakit ang babae, walang judgment kung wala kang dede?
Oo.
Or walang judgment kung wala kang puwet?
Dati, meron. Pero recently, hindi na siya masyadong...
Hindi issue.
Hindi na siya issue.
Parang hindi naman siya body shaming, ha? Pero, bihira ka makakita ng tao na nagko-comment about a woman na hindi nila gusto kasi wala siyang bust.
Mm-mm.
Or yun, wala siyang butt.
Mm-mm.
Parang you seldom encounter people posting on even porn sites na...
Ooh, wait, may idea ko.
Mm.
Feeling ko, because if you're a biological female, or babae, sige, meron kasing option. You know, like, are you a boob person? Are you a puwet person? Or some walang pake, basta may keps.
Uh-oh.
Parang ganun. Sa lalaki kasi, it's just the dick.
Mm-mm.
I mean, siguro not all the time. Baka may iba na mas prefer na kahit maliit yung titi, basta masarap yung arms. Kahit maliit yung titi, basta maganda yung chest. Ewan ko ha, I'm not sure. Pero feeling ko pag sa girls kasi, parang kahit flat-chested, may kipay pa rin naman. Parang ganon.
Maraming options.
Maraming options.
Na pwedeng laruin.
Diba? Ay, shit! Oh my God, sorry. Pero, gets? Parang, ewan ko, naisip ko lang naman siya. Now, what if baka ganun nga. And wait lang, gusto kong balikan yung girl, yung our body being art. A piece of art.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, parang ako ha, I've learned this and I've shared this with one of our friends, si Benjamin, na I've learned, ewan ko, siguro itong mga self-love journey ko, ganyan, na-realize ko na I don't, parang there are a lot of ano bang tawag doon? Mga advocacies about the human body na stop sexualizing. Diba, ang dami natin nakikita ganyan. Stop sexualizing yung mga ganyan-ganyan. Stop, parang objectify. Objectifying ba yung tamang term? Parang ganyan. Ako, I realized na my boobs is the same as my arm. So, and this is just me, I know maraming tao na hindi ko kapareho ng paniniwala or ng realization.
And we live in a Catholic country.
Conservative pa rin. Like, I mean, majority, semi-conservative pa rin yung majority.
Oo, parang marami pa rin talaga tayong makababayan na Muslims.
Yeah.
INC.
Other.
Roman Catholic. Uh-oh. Na medyo nagliling towards the conservatism.
Yeah, and our body being the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
So, I believe in that too. But, like, physical, ako ha, and I just wanna share this to you guys. And again, the views and opinions of the hosts don't reflect those of the management and anyone from the network. So, parang for me, like, I've realized that my body is my body. And my body is a wonderland. My body is my body. Like, my boobs is the same as my arm. So, if I'm okay with someone holding my arm, I'm this is just me. I'm okay with some you know, parang someone or a close friend parang touching my boobs, touching my ass, but syempre may level of respect kasi tayong tinatawag.
Parang if a friend, oh, tayong dalawa na lang.
Oo, tayong dalawa.
Na, ginagano ko yung dede mo, nakabula kang bra ngayon. Oo,
true, ganyan.
But that's normal kasi I don't see you as a sexual object.
Yes, exactly.
But we ganun. Have that level of relationship that I don't see you as a sexual object. Na kahit maghubad ka sa harap ko, which you did, mm-mm, a lot of times.
A lot of times. Diba? I don't care.
I don't even care.
True.
Kasi wala. Walang anything.
Walang anything. Parang walang malis.
Oo, walang ganun. Malis. It's strictly platonic.
Yeah.
Pero some people kasi do not have that level of mindset.
Yeah.
And even, especially, not to discriminate anyone. Again, it's an unashamed conversation that we're putting out there.
We're just talking as friends.
We're just talking as friends.
Mm-mm.
Some straight friends may find it uncomfortable kasi.
Mm-mm.
They find, again, friends. I'm using the word friends. Uh-uh. Even if you are friends with that person of the opposite sex, they find it uncomfortable.
Yes.
And they see it as something sexual.
Mm-mm.
And it happens most of the time with males.
Totoo.
Statistically, men are hornier, if I'm using the term correctly,
yeah,
than women.
Higher libido.
Oo, have higher libidos than of mm-hmm. women. Kaya siya ganun. Kaya minsan, hindi sila comfortable. And okay, punta naman tayo sa perspective ng LGBTQIA+ community.
Mm-hmm.
There are people din out there, kaya nagkakaroon ng homophobia,
mm-hmm.
is because pag pinakasabay silang bading, I'm sorry for the word,
mm-mm,
pinakasabay silang bading sa CR, say mahabang hair ni ate or mm-mm ni kuya, baklang-bakla, yun na, uh-oh, sige, for the lack of a better term. And then may straight guy na umiihi dun sa same row ng urinal na yan.
May remarks.
May
remarks.
Either may remarks or hindi man nila sabihin verbally.
They make them feel uncomfortable.
Sila mismo ginagawa nilang uncomfy yung sarili uh-oh nila. Just because they see themselves, ito naman is not me seeing the other person as a sexual object, but mm-mm myself.
Uh-oh.
As a sexual object of the same sex.
Correct. And palagay mo, kaninong problem yun? Is it the problem of the trans, quote-unquote, going inside a men's, quote-unquote, restroom? Or is it that guy's own personal perception of himself? But ako ah, the way I see it kasi, ako, I don't have problems with unisex CRs, comfort rooms. Diba? Sa mga bars.
Gender restrooms.
Sa mga, marami ng bars ngayon and restaurants na may
all genders
na restroom na girls can go there, straight girls, straight guys, gay, part of the LGBT community can go inside one restroom because equality nga. I don't have problems with that. Ako, if someone feels that way, it's not the other person objectifying you or sexualizing you. It's you.
Uh-oh.
Objectifying and sexualizing yourself. Kasi parang feeling mo, parang tangina titingnan niya yung titi ko.
Or mahihipuan ka.
Hindi, parang, di ba nga lagi sinasabi na you can only control how you feel and how you think. So, hindi mo naman alam kung anong intention nung isang tao na yun. Nag-CR lang talaga
gusto
siya.
Gusto mo tayo umihi. Ihihi
lang talaga
siya. Pantog.
Bakla, di ba? So, di ba? And yan, so, going back to doon sa sinabi ko na yung ako, mm-hmm, I feel like, sometimes, siguro hindi naman naiinis, pero nawi-weirdan lang ako kapag may nagtatouch ng body part ko. If the intention is not clear, like, why would you do that? Like, kunyari, out of nowhere, biglang hinawakan yung puwet ko.
Mm-mm.
Parang, bakit? Kung wala naman sa conversation yung puwet ko, kung wala naman sa conversation yung
dede
ko, diba?
Especially kung hindi kayo talaga as in may BFF levels.
Na close friend.
Oh,
so, that's weird. Or parang, yun, mawiwirdohan ako nun kasi hindi ko alam yung intention mo. Parang, compared to kapag pinahawa ko sa'yo yung boobs ko or parang yung topic ay yung boobs ko tapos hinawakan mo, parang okay lang yun for me, ha? Okay lang yun for me kasi nga, number one, merong consent. It's consented. Number two, I think of them nga as my other
it's
parts.
It's part of your oo, body.
Na parang, bakit walang issue sa akin pag ginawa ka mo yung kamay ko? Ba't walang issue sa akin pag ginawa ka mo yung leeg ko, ginawa ka mo yung gets? Parang ganun siya. Kasi body part din naman yan eh. Unless we put something to it. Hmm. Diba?
Nalagyan mo ng kulay kung ano yung ginagawa ng isang tao.
Oo. So parang going back, ganun din sa titi, for me, na parang body part din naman yan eh. Bakit, kunyari, bakit mo ililabel na parang kapansanan kung maliit? Or kalaitan kung
lambutin.
Kung lambutin, diba? Kung softy. So parang, para mo na rin, para siyang ano, parang pinagtatawanan mo yung tao na may disability. Kasi hindi naman yung disability.
Hindi.
Diba? Parang sobrang unethical. So, ako, siguro, kasi, aminin naman din natin, yung mga hindi masyadong gifted, bakit, huwag nga natin gamitin yung gifted na term. Yung mga, nasa lower part of the spectrum. Spectrum, the
nasa average. Na 4.3.
Oo. Average or average lower or lower. That. Parang sometimes it triggers their insecurities.
Correct.
Diba? And that's sad. That's the sad reality na parang dax ba siya? Kung hindi siya dax. O, kung ano kung hindi dax. Diba?
Totoo.
Parang nagiging ano na tuloy. Parang mabuting tao naman.
Naikakahon na sila dun sa perception na kapag maliit ang titi mo, eh hanggang dyan ka na lang.
True.
Para lang tong ano eh. Para lang tong, sige, punta tayo sa ibang parte ng katawan. Ilong.
Mm-mm.
Na usually, sa Pilipinas naman talaga, marami sa atin, including myself, ay hindi ganun katangusan ang ilong. Na kapag sinabing hindi matangos ang ilong, mapangit ka agad.
Oo, may mga ganun.
Or kapag maitim ang kutis mo, or hindi kakaputian, yung standard of beauty mo is bumababa.
Oo.
Which is hindi naman talaga dapat.
True.
Na alam mo yun, it's just a part of your body. Mahalaga yan, syempre, di ba? Kasi nagagamit mo yan for reproduction and also for your pleasure.
Mm-mm.
Pero don't be ano. Wag natin sana silang ikulong dun sa box na yan na pag-jukes ka hanggang dyan ka na lang or no one's gonna like you because maliit yung titi mo.
Uh-oh.
At kailangan mabawi mo na lang siya pagdating sa performance and all. Kasi I agree dun sa sinabi mo, it triggers people's insecurities.
Totoo.
Hindi man nila i-express na, uy, wag naman kayong masyadong ganyan. Hindi mo man narinig sa kanila yung directly. Kasi, una sa lahat, hindi naman nila pinapakita yung titi nila sa kahit kanina.
Hindi naman
sila
public.
Lang nakakaalam nun.
Gago yung ano, yung video na nag-viral na nilalabas niya yung titi niya sa bus. Tapos kinall-out siya nung girl, tapos video na parang, ba't nilalabas yung titi mo? Kuya, nilalabas yung titi mo. Tapos sabi nung kuya, parang, hindi ho ma'am, to naman si ma'am magpapasko. Tapos sabi nung babae, ano hindi? Nilalabas yung titi mo? Bastos ka, nilalabas yung titi mo. Gagutawang tawa ako, girl. Kasi parang ano yun eh, napanood mo na ba yun?
Parang, parang binugbog niya yun?
Parang yun kinuyog yata yung guy or something. Parang nakaupo si girl sa bus, tapos tayuan yung mga lalaki. Tapos,
hindi ba jeep yun?
Bus.
Ah, yung jeep ang napanood ko.
Ayun, basta parang bus. Tapos parang, meron din kasi isa pa nun na kinikis-kis naman yung dinidikit yung edits. Parang dinidikit dun sa anis. Pero ito, nakaupo ata si ate girl. Tapos nilalabas nung kuyang nakatayo kasi tayuan sa bus.
Oo.
Tapos, ano nga yun eh, G-liner, Biyahing Ortigas, ano, ganon, junction. Tapos, parang, kinall out talaga siya, tapos may video pa. Tapos parang hindi ko alam kung binugbog yung kuya nung mga ibang lalaki na nakasakay sa bus or something. Pero may sakit yun eh. Diba? May tawag dun eh. I forgot na the, but it's a sexual disorder.
It's a disorder. And, just because it's a disorder doesn't mean na itong mga taong to ay hindi normal. Let's treat them still as normal people. Although it's an offense can be qualified as a crime. Eh.
Sometimes acts of lasciviousness.
It's a sexual offense, yes.
Mm-mm.
Pero let's teach them lessons in a way na makakapagturo talaga. Not really to publicly humiliate them.
Oo.
Kasi it's not just psychological eh. Sometimes it can be societal na.
Oo.
Why societal issue siya? Hindi mo kasi alam kung ano yung background ng tao kung bakit siya ganun.
Traumas. May mga baka sexually harassed din siya in the past.
And again, magdi-disclaimer na ulit tayo na the views and opinions of the hosts do not reflect that of the network. And it's just an assumption that we're sharing, no?
Mm-mm.
Na hindi natin alam yung background ng tao kung bakit ganun siya. Sorry for the word, kung bakit may maniac.
Uh-oh.
Kung bakit may mga rapist dyan. alam mo yun, hindi natin alam yung pinanggalingan nila. Pero we don't...
We're not defending them. Rape is still rape.
And it's still a grave offense.
Yes.
Kasi it also, it also affects the victim eh. But, I wouldn't, if I am that person na nag-ganon ko, ako man yung babae, sige, sabihin na natin na it could be a scandal.
Mm-mm.
Not really to publicly humiliate the other person. Although, sasabihin siguro ng iba that the person deserves it kasi maniac siya.
What if meron siyang psychological
Sometimes we don't know the story behind the condition. And it's easy for people to judge other people. Di ba, public persecution nga nangyayari na
Madalas. Lalo na social media.
Correct. Lalo kapag may someone, a stranger, posted a video of you.
TikTok. Tapos it goes viral.
Oo. I-judge ka ng tao. Uh-oh. And it affects you. Na kung ikaw yung receiver nung ganong messaging, kahit ikaw yung suspect, minsan, nagmumukha na ikaw yung biktima.
Oo.
Hindi pala nagmumukha, nagiging ikaw na yung biktima because of public persecution.
Mm-mm.
I wanna use the case study of Christine Dasera.
Okay.
We all know, not really, we don't know. Pero, we knew what happened based on the news.
Oo.
Siya lang nag-iisang babae with guys. Okay, let's use the term guys.
Mm-mm.
Although these people are part of
the
LGBTQIA+ community. Pero alam mo yun, may public persecution agad na nangyari. When Christine Dasera passed, kasama niya mga guys din,
mm-mm,
ang judgment agad ng police, rape. Yan.
Oh.
And it's the same thing.
Drinag yan.
It's the same thing that happens.
Oh my gosh, and some of them are friends, are good friends.
Diba
natin? Parang...
And it's the same thing dun sa kwento mo dun sa bus or yung napanood kong video sa jeep. Ganun din kasi siya.
Ang hirap, no?
May biktima, may suspect, pero eventually, ang tao, syempre magsaside yan sa victim.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, ang nangyari, nababash nila yung suspect na yun.
Without knowing the entire story. That's true.
That they persecute people agad-agad.
Parang public humiliation and persecution para siyang cancel and call out culture.
Correct.
No?
So, it's a societal issue na. Societal hindi lang siya basta psychological. There is something behind it, of course.
Mm-mm.
Pero nagiging societal issue siya because of how people are reacting. People outside of that circle.
Mm-mm. Actually, most of the time, their opinion don't matter. Parang si alam niyo, wala naman kayo, it's not a first hand experience from you, you're just watching what is shared to you.
Correct.
So yun, anyway, ang layo na natin, pabalik tayo sa Daksa Jutes. Ikaw, may preference ka ba as a biological male?
Wala.
Kahit ano?
Oo. Parang I've been there. Mapamalaki man yan or mapamaliit, na-try ko na.
Uh-huh.
Different shapes and sizes. Yung mga pa-kurba to the left, kurba to the right, mga payuko, masyadong pa-si, pataas, ganon. Ang hindi ko dala na-try yung mga hugis katol.
Bakala! Parang sakit! Paano umihi yung katol? Bakala?
Corkscrew yung gagawin sa'yo. Pero it doesn't matter for me. Especially now, I am with a partner, di ba? Hindi naman para i-booking ko kung duck siya or jute siya.
No, true.
Pero alam mo yun, hindi na importante yung yung size.
Size. Ako din, honestly, ako, speaking for myself as a woman, it doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter to me. Ako siguro more on performance and the entire sex experience. And when you say entire sex experience, this is not just the intercourse.
Mm-mm.
Actually, you know what? Intercourse is just what? 30% of the entire sex experience.
Correct.
Diba? The first part of sex experience is your foreplay. The conversation leading to the foreplay.
Yes.
Yun dun nagsastart yung sex eh. For me, the quote-unquote sex.
Like you're mind-fucking the other person.
Kasi you don't just like meet a person na karat agad, bakla. Paano ka?
Yung, hi, uy, kantotin kita.
Hi, kantot, bak. Kasi hindi ganun, bakla. Parang hindi, hello, kang? Okay. Hindi ganun eh.
Hindi ka naman adult entertainer. Nakapabinyaran ka ng tupay, laban.
Di ba? Parang there is always a conversation leading to the foreplay.
Correct.
Leading to, parang magkapalagayang loob. Even if ano lang to ha, friends with benefits or fuck buddies, there's always a conversation before that. So parang, di ba meron tayong term na sexting? Di ba? So parang there's a conversation before that. And then, you have your foreplay. Yung iba naririnig ko, wala na raw silang foreplay. Or foreplay kasi is making out, blowjob, kissing, finger, petting. Mga prior to the actual intercourse. And then, you have your actual intercourse. Mm-mm. And then after the intercourse, it doesn't stop there. Sex doesn't stop sa intercourse. You have your after sex care. Like when you cuddle, when you talk after, when you smoke together, when you, when you have drinks after, when you have a conversation after sex. And may shinare akong article about this eh. Na after sex is as important as the intercourse.
Exactly.
Kasi, syempre, vulnerable kayo pareho niyan eh. Parang you just, you know, released hormones. You released
your tension.
You released stress. You released your bodily fluid. So, it makes you vulnerable as a person, as a human being. And when you just leave a person right after sex, parang merong shame, merong disgust, merong regrets. When you don't make each other feel comfortable of the experience.
Correct.
So, alam mo yun, parang, to me, that matters more than the actual size of the dick.
Correct.
Diba?
And kapag ganyan kasi nangyari na, yung
kantot kalimot,
minsan kasi may naiiwan kang insecurities dun sa taong iniwanan. Na, what's wrong with me? Bakit bigla siya nag-exit?
Most especially if wala nang follow-through.
Correct.
Diba? Parang parausan ka lang.
Correct.
Ginawa ka lang, alam mo yun.
Sige, sabihin na natin kasi marami, we covered ghosting na minsan after sex. Maayos naman kaming nag-farewell, pero ginosan na ako after. Pero that's, I don't want to say that's okay.
But that happens.
I'm not saying that, but that happens, diba? Pero yung after sex care man lang, para siyang post-sales.
Oo,
diba?
Totoo.
Mga after-sales, customer service, mga
care,
ganyan.
Care,
as long as the person made you feel comfortable habang magkasama kayo, yun kasi, it's still part of the sexual experience pa rin.
That's what lingers more.
Mm-mm.
More than the intercourse. Because the intercourse itself, you can do that to anyone eh. But the experience after that and before, yun kasi mas most of the time yung naglilinger sa'yo eh. How that person made you feel. Personally, I can't say I'm completely satisfied by a person if after ng sex, parang babay na agad. Parang ginamit. Parang you feel used lang.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, although, yun nga, sinabi ko kanina na I don't sexualize my body or I don't objectify. Sometimes, people make you feel that way and that's disgusting. Na they just, alam mo yun, you feel as if they just treated you na wala.
Para usan.
Sana nag-fleshlight ka na lang. Diba? Sana nag-jabol-jabol ka na lang.
Di po after ng kinangkang umalis, nagbihis, diba? Nag-CR agad.
Totoo.
Wala malang chika.
Walang chika after.
Uy, pero sa akin, small talk matters.
Small talk matters.
You know, Jerry and I naman, diba? That we play.
Yeah.
We're not in an open relationship, but we play with people.
Grabe yung we play with people. No, like you...
Sorry. We play with other people.
We have playmates.
Plural pa rin naman. Historically, since we've been together, tatlo.
Mm-mm.
Tatlo lang yung talagang
naging playmate.
The reason is, even before we invite people kasi, hindi kasi kami yung tipong basta pleasing siya or basta kunya nag-send ng picture tapos malaki yung kargada or maganda yung katawan or pogi. Hindi kasi kami basta laban ng laban. Usually, yung tipong we try to make friends through chat muna.
Mm-mm.
Para ka nagba-background investigation kumbaga.
Correct.
Like whenever we log in, kung gumagamit kami kunyari ng Grindr ganyan, tapos may nakaka-chat kami. Talagang more chat lang muna. Para ka nagpo-prospect eh.
True.
Para consider it as sales. Kasi you're trying to sell yourself and then the other person also sells himself. And pag nag-click siya, okay, let's try to take it to the next level. Hindi naman sa nagtataksil kami sa isa't isa, pero para kang nanliligaw, kumbaga.
Uh-oh.
So, let's start with a good conversation until ipasok na natin yung madalas sinasabi na kung may alak, may balak. So, we invite people usually for drinks, ganyan. then something happens. Pero even after the act, we always want to make sure that the other person is comfortable.
Mm-mm.
Na you, we don't want to say goodbye just because nag-release ka na or nag-release na kami.
Oo.
You want to make sure na bago siya magpaalam, is at least may maayos man lang kayo na usapan.
Na hiwala yan.
Oo.
May closure.
May closure pa din talaga. And you know what, girl? Because of that, we met 3 people.
Naging friends niya na rin sila.
Na friends namin. Tapos ano, alam mo yung tipong wala nang nangyayari sa amin parang since April pa yata. Of last year ah. Or no. Parang mga second half of last year, we haven't done it na.
Mm-mm.
But the communication still there.
Oo. Naging as in friends yun na
oo,
sila.
Oo. Tapos na, mare-mare na kami. Correct. Eventually. Sabi ko, ah okay. So we added them on Facebook na. And sabi ko nga pa, okay, if you wanna, ano, come back, tapos gawin natin, laban. Kasi uh-oh, hindi na siya, ano, hindi na siya uncomfy eh. Na regardless if partners kami ni Jerry, tapos may isang tao na papasok sa picture, the other person is not uncomfortable kahit mag-jowa kami. Mm-hmm. And kami namang dalawa, is hindi naman kami insecured just because may isang tao na pumasok.
True. Tsaka, ewan ko ha, kasi when you engage in yung mga ganyan, yung mga multiple participants, ganyan.
Webinar.
Webinar. Sa webinar. When you engage in those, ano, parang
activities,
I think, for some who are not secured in their own skin or confident in their own bodies, I feel like it triggers their insecurity kasi nakakita sila ng ibang titi and they'd compare. Versus, uh-oh, if you're confident, you won't care. O, ano kung mas malaki yung titi niya kaysa sa akin?
Oo, ano kung mas magaling siyang kumangkang kaysa parang, sa akin, di ba?
It's not about that eh. Parang, it's good because you look past that. Yung uh-oh, mga, sige, shallow parts of the experience because you're there to enjoy. Sex is an enjoyable thing. It's just a matter of how you make the experience enjoyable
for you
and you know the people other, involved. Mm-hmm. Kung dalawa man kayo or kung ilan man kayo.
Kahit marami kayo kasi meron yung mga 'di ba groovy.
Oo, kung borgihan 'yan, 'di ba? It depends and you hold, I mean, you can control that. You can control the sex experience.
Totoo.
And ito, it's very important. This one, I think, is very important. You can always say na, you can always tell people if you're not comfortable.
Exactly.
And it's very important that you let other people know that you are not comfortable. When you're not comfortable. Kasi, you, diba, that's, at the end of the day, it's still your body.
Correct.
I mean, we can say a lot of things here on our podcast, but at the end of the day, katawan mo yan. It's your decision paano mo aalagaan yung katawan mo, paano mo, alam mo yan, it's yours. So, the moment that you don't feel comfortable anymore, kailangan mo siyang,
sabihin. Communicate.
You have to let people know.
Oo, regardless kung partner mo siya or ibang tao yan hindi ka committed sa kanya, feel free to communicate palagi. Kasi, ano yan eh, again, going back to the experience itself, hindi mo makukuha yung 100% satisfaction out of that experience kung meron kang inhibition sa sarili mo na bakit ko ba ito ginagawa.
True.
Diba? So, communication is always key. Another thing din naman, so dun sa chiner ko nga kanina, di ba? Na kami ni Jerry kasi we're open to inviting playmates.
Uh-oh.
Just because we're doing that doesn't mean na you have to do that too. Again, kami lang yun.
Mm-mm.
It's always subjective eh. So kung ano yung preference mo, kung ano yung standards na meron ka, or what. Kung hindi ka talaga komportable na hindi makipagkengkeng sa hindi mo pa jowa, or makipagkengkeng sa marami, wag mong gagawin.
Mm-mm.
Ikaw pa rin naman yan. Ikaw pa rin ang boss ng sarili mo.
Correct. At saka, if you feel that you're being forced into doing it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You can always think about, you know, think about your actions first. And
exactly.
The last thing that you want is to regret your actions or feel that napilitan ka, you were forced to do it. Wag ganun. That's not healthy. It's gonna take so much of your mental space. And siguro, if kunyari, balik tayo sa size, if a person makes you feel insecure about your size, that person is not worth it.
Totoo.
Diba? Parang, ano ka, recalibrate ka, self-assess ka.
You can always walk away.
You can always walk away. And, or, talk to that person and make them, and let them know that they're making you feel uncomfortable. Ask for the intention, bakit mo nilalait yung edits ko? Ba't mo sinasabi yan? I mean, I don't appreciate you telling me that my dick is small. Or I don't appreciate you telling me that my dick is too big. Parang, anong intention yan?
Correct.
Something like that.
Only you can belittle yourself.
Diba?
But don't.
But don't. if you can not do, don't na lang. So yun, oh my gosh, grabe tong size matters episode.
Ang dami nating na-touch na topic,
oh,
no?
Oo, ang dami na-touch na topic. And I like it. I mean, kasi diba, when you talk about size matters, hindi lang naman yung ducks or jutes. Marami kasing...
Marami pa.
Oo, nagsistem from size.
Correct.
Na mga, ano rin, parang sensible topics to talk about also.
Especially insecurities. And even yung doing it safely.
Yeah.
Na minsan kasi, baka mamaya, porket feeling mo insecure ka, lahat ng papagawa sa'yo, gagawin mo naman.
Oo.
So, always try to do it safe. Especially to those brothers and sisters out there who are part of the LGBTQIA+ community. Minsan, nababrand na tayo, na tayo ang carriers. Pero hindi naman talaga dapat. Kasi hindi naman ginusto ng mga tao yan. Diba? So, as much as possible, try to do it safe. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the experience to get the 100% satisfaction of it. But if you feel like you're not comfortable anymore, at least a hint of uncomfortableness, don't do it.
Yeah.
Ikaw pa rin ang masusunod at the end of the day.
Correct.
And after listening to this podcast, again, may mag-agree ka man sa amin ni Jeya or mag-disagree ka, it's up to you. We're just here to, you know, to share stories, pag-usapan yung mga ganitong bagay na other people might think as taboo. Ikaw pa rin naman talaga yan.
True. At the end of the day, you know, it's still your body.
Correct.
And again, ulitin ko lang yung laging sinasabi. You can, you can only control your feelings and your thoughts and how you react to things.
Yes.
So, ano lang din, parang, self-assess and acceptance para, you know, to make the experience more enjoyable.
That is true.
Ayun. Grabbing size matters, no?
Totoo. At abangan nyo kami bilang this month of March is International Women's Month. So, abangan niyo yung aming women's episode.
Women Empowerment episode.
Bilang, malakas ang pakiramdam ko talaga na very timely tong Women Empowerment episode na yun. Kasi, yung feeling ko, girl, ano, the future
is female.
Is female.
Oh my God!
The next commander-in-chief is a commandress.
It's a commandress. And the first family will be an all-female
girl group.
Blackpink.
Oo, kasi apat sila.
True.
No? So, abangan nyo yan, mga Kamaris and Comparis. And don't forget to follow us on our socials. On Facebook, we are
Kumaritalk The Podcast. And on Instagram, we are
Kumaritalk Podcast. And on Twitter, we are Kumaritalk.
And this has been brought to us by Cutprint Podcast Network.
This is again OE.
And this is Jeya. And always remember, Chica moderately.
Bye.